talking a little bit about canola prices now with our grain marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. And Kim, we've seen, of course, canola planted in Oklahoma the last few years as a way to clean up these wheat fields. But it's kind of turned into something that people are really starting to look at from a marketing perspective. What's your take on that?
Well, I think they are looking at it from a marketing perspective. And these producers are realizing that they're not marketing wheat or canola. They're marketing their land, labor, capital, and management, and looking for the combination of commodities that's going to give them the highest net return, net profit to their land, labor, capital, and management. And they found out that a rotation of, say, 2 years of wheat and a year of canola, cleaning up those fields, stopping those disease cycles, stopping those weed cycles, improves both crops and increases their bottom line.
And we've seen also that the canola is a little bit more drought hardy than wheat.
Yeah, and I think that's really brought out this year that the canola is faring better than the wheat, and looks like it's going to give a higher return than the wheat is this year with the drought conditions. Unless, of course, you're down in Tillman County and the drought's pretty much taken out both crops.
And let's talk about canola prices. They're really at good levels and kind of seem to be staying steady.
Right, and the last time I looked, they were above $22 a hundredweight for canola and going up. All commodities have been going up. Canola is an oil. It competes with soybean oil. The soybean stocks are tight. The oil stocks are relatively tight. And so prices are going up, and there's good value in canola right now.
Do you think there will be a ceiling on canola prices eventually, or is it going to sky's the limit?
The sky's the limit. If you had disasters around the world with soybeans and canola and the oils, then, yeah, prices will keep going up. It's all supply and demand related.
Okay. We talked about the quality issues right now. Switching gears to wheat, there's folks zeroing out already. Do you have some advice for them on what to do now if they've already zeroed out?
Well, most of them, if they've zeroed out, they've either put the cattle on it to graze it out. If they get it disastered out, they can come in and destroy it with hay and get some returns from that. If they've forward contracted and they can't meet their contract, they need to visit with their elevator and settle that out. They need to get their ducks in line if they're not going to harvest any.
And very briefly, we, of course, have to mention wheat prices. What's the latest there?
Well, wheat prices are relatively high. I think the deal this year is wait for harvest.
Okay. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week, our grain marketing specialist. Thank you.